Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Green. I'm the Dean of the Graduate School here at Houston Baptist University. I'm an Associate Professor of Philosophy. I direct our Institute of Christianity and Scholarship, and I also happen to be the Program Coordinator for our Medical Humanities Program. I'm really excited to be at HBU. I've been here for a little over a decade now. It's just been a great joy to serve Christ and His kingdom here in Houston at a comprehensive university that has Division I sports. And, you know, we have programs all across the spectrum. I've had a great journey through higher education. I did my undergraduate degree at Southern Methodist University. I did history and philosophy there. And then I went up to Notre Dame. I did my graduate work at Notre Dame in philosophy, had a great time, really learned a lot, and then had the privilege of teaching at Wheaton College in Illinois for a couple of years before I came back to Texas, and we've had roots in Houston ever since. So I'm really excited to talk with you all today. We have great student research going on at HBU in our celebration of scholarship and in our doctoral programs and our graduate programs. I'm really excited about what the Institute of Christianity and Scholarship is up to. We're starting new faculty cohorts to train professors to be able to integrate faith and learning across their discipline and their careers. So it's a great time to be at HBU.
Dr. Green, we're really delighted you're here. The director of the Institute of Christianity and Scholarship, I don't want to just gloss over that. Tell me exactly what the goals and aims are.
Yeah, no, that's great. So in the Institute, our goal is to help HBU accomplish its mission. You know, how do we do academics? How do we do scholarship under the guise and under the lordship of Jesus Christ? And one of the things we also like to do is honor our Baptist heritage through the Institute too. You know, HBU has a great history in Baptist life and we want to continue that. So we do a lot of different things. One of the things we do is assist in hiring. So when faculty come in, and you know, it's one of their first conversations that they have at HBU, the Institute works with faculty and interviews them as part of the hiring process, and we get to know them better. We really get a chance to let them ask any questions they have about working in a faith-based university. You know, a lot of times, many of us, and this is true even for myself, you know, we go to an institution, we learn about the academic world, and the world is really secularized. And by that I mean it's really encouraged scholars to have maybe a private religious self, like maybe it's kind of a weird hobby that you have or something. But really publicly, we don't want to hear about Jesus. We don't want to hear about how scripture and faith interact with your discipline. And so when we talk with faculty, that's a new world for them. They're like, wow, you want us to talk to the students about Jesus? Yes. You know, we want you to integrate your faith and your learning together. Yes, we really want you to do that. And so it's a good opportunity just to talk with them about that and get to know them. During the training sessions we have at the beginning of the year, the Institute often sponsors different talks. We help the provost office out. For example, we're helping, just this coming up, you know, we're gonna have an end of the year faculty meeting. We've helped set up a speaker to come on down, and we've worked on how to develop faculty there. And we're also really excited about some faculty cohorts we're starting. In the spring, we're gonna start two faculty cohorts. We're calling them Christ in Creation and then also Continuing in Hope. There are two groups of about 12 faculty each, and they're gonna be taking time out of their course schedule get together to gather, to study scripture together, to think about their disciplines, and think about how a belief in Christ and living under the lordship of Him really affects their careers. You know, what's their next step in their careers? How can they build classes that honor Him? And how do we help our students then, as an extension, how do we help our students love the Lord more with their minds? So we're excited to provide those opportunities in the Institute. It's one of the things we do.
Now, you are the dean of the graduate school, and give us an update on the graduate school, where we're at, and all the victories you've had. Tell us about it.
Well, I appreciate that. The graduate school is doing really well. We have over 1,400 students now in the graduate school, and I just expect us to keep growing. That's really exciting. You know, it wasn't that long ago at HBU we had a handful, and you know, maybe 300-400, and now we've really grown with the leadership of Dr. Sloan over the last 10, 12 years, and I'm excited to see it. We've not only grown in terms of number, but we've grown in terms of the level. So we have three doctoral programs currently, and I'm excited that in the fall, we'll be starting our doctorate in ministry. And so we'll have two schools, the College of Education and Behavioral Science, and then also the School of Christian Thought that will be offering doctoral programs. And that's a really big step for the university. You know, after that, we'll be able to ask SACS for a level change. We'll be going to the next level, you know, as part of our goals that we had as a university. So that's
And what
exciting.
Level will we go to?
You know, that is a good question. Gosh, off the top of my head, I want to say it's level 6, yeah. But whatever it is, it's sort of the last level of SACS, right?
Say.
It puts us at the highest level of being a research institution, and we're excited about that, you know, to be able to say that we're offering multiple doctoral programs in different areas. And a lot of that reason goes back to how we started, is how do we train the next generation of Christian scholars? Well, the way you do that is by participating in the world and helping be salt and light in the world. And so we can do that by training doctoral students that are now qualified then to go out in the academic world, you know, teach, be leaders at their church, be leaders in their school districts, and further research from a Christian point of view.
In the graduate school, of those 1,400 yeah. graduate students, what does it break down? What are the major categories?
Yeah, so what's exciting is that that's not like we have 700 in one category. You know, they're really spread out. Some of our biggest programs, for example, are Masters of Science in Nursing. Some of our largest online programs are MA Psychology or MA then our Clinical Mental Health programs, and then the programs that are associated with those two. We also, though, have really robust programs in theology and the fine arts. We just started recently screenwriting and creative writing over in the MFA program. And so we don't just do visual art now. We do the written word and train people to be part of, you know, a movie industry or to write plays and to write poetry. And so the breadth of our graduate programs is something that's really impressive to me. And, you know, even this semester, for the first time, we have a graduate student over in the sciences. And so we're excited about that as well. And we're thinking about doing more programs over there in the sciences too going forward. So it's, again, part of being a comprehensive university, but it's really rooted in our Christology. And by that, I just mean, you know, you think about Colossians. We're going to be talking about this, the faculty in the spring, where all things are made through Christ and for him. It's not just theology that's made for him. It's not just philosophy. It's all things. And so we really believe that a Christian university has something to say in business, in our MBA program, in our HRM program, but also has things to say about art, has things to say, again, about theology, philosophy, et cetera. So.
And then the trend, so for our yeah. graduate programs, how many of them can be taken online
yeah.
versus residential, et cetera?
No, I don't have the exact number, but many of our programs can be. So, for example, in business, most of our programs are offered fully online. In our MFA program, we have a nice hybrid for that writing program. Some of it's online and some of it's in these intensive conferences they do and retreats they do. Our nursing program's fully online as well. And then in theology, there's a mix. And so whether you do online or residential, and the numbers are about 50-50, we have a little bit more online than residential, there's probably a program for whoever's listening. You know, we'd love to see you at HBU, and we're continually growing those programs too, so it's exciting.
And what is the trend, is online versus residential?
Yeah, so I think for a lot of different reasons, and it's not just HBU, it's across the nation, you're definitely seeing a growth in online education. And some of that's just modern life. You know, we really care about working adults. We want working adults to be able to further their goals and their careers by taking graduate classes. Which means when you're done at work at 5 or 6, I get it, driving all the way across Houston then to go to class for 2.5 hours is hard. But when we can offer an online environment for that student to be able to pick it up later in the evening, work hard on the weekends, we're really glad that we can do that and provide that educational opportunity. So you're seeing more for a convenience sake, I think, online education. You know, and I think honestly too, we had a pandemic and a lot of people got used to doing work at home. And for some people, that wasn't the right fit, and I get that. You know, we'd love to see you residentially, but for others, they went, wow, I like doing life in my PJs. And so, fair enough. You know, we got an online program for you as well.
Mm-hmm. Tell us the 2 or 3 initiatives that you're most excited yeah. about as we move forward.
Well, we mentioned one of them. I'm really excited about our doctoral programs going forward. I think the
dean... And delineate the 4 we have now.
Yeah. So we have leadership programs in both educational leadership, executive educational leadership, and also special education leadership. And then we also have one in human services, broadly construed. And then the 4th one we're going to be having is our doctor of ministry. And the primary emphasis is in the doctoral ministry, if you want to come study with us. are apologetics and also New Testament. Those really draw on the strengths we have in our faculty here at HBU. You know, we have a great MA apologetics program, so some people are really interested in that. Pastors might want to come back, you know, and really specialize that, take it to the next level. Same thing with our New Testament scholars. You know, Craig Evans is a preeminent New Testament scholar, but we also have Ben Blackwell, Jason Mastin, Tim Brookins, on and on the list goes over there. So.
In the School of Christian Thought, I mean, there are different Christian universities, no slam intended, where you bring up the theology and you don't know, well, who's teaching there, and nobody seems to know the names.
Right.
Here, very resonant scholars, isn't there?
No, our scholars are active. We really believe that having an active scholarly life really informs teaching. You know, and our professors are not interested in weird minutia or kind of doing obscure topics. What they're learning about, they can take directly to the classroom, really engage students with research as well. It's one of the things I'm excited about seeing, not just in theology, but across the board. You know, I'm always interested, for example, over in the sciences, you know, what are we doing next in terms of student research? Because our students do great research with the faculty. You know, they were developing worms, I think it was just a year or two ago, that were eating styrofoam. You know, we got this problem of what do we do with all the styrofoam? And, you know, I really feel that acutely since we're heading into Christmas. We got all this packaging, and, well, they're feeding it to the worms. They have these special worms that can eat styrofoam. The students are working on how do they keep control of those experiments? What do we learn from that? And so across the board at HBU, we have students doing research with faculty. Our faculty are going to conferences. A lot of them just got back from San Antonio and SBL, AAR, that's Society of Biblical Literature and the American Academy of Religion. And they're sharing their research, bringing it back, talking to students about it. So your classes are cutting edge too. You're not reading a textbook that's 40 years old and you know, somebody's just recycling their lecture notes. It's fresh material.
You know, I remember when Christy and I had the privilege to study, do our DMin under Dr. Evans before he came here.
Yeah.
And that was of all the education exposure we had, that was my favorite. At DMin level, you have an opportunity, enough tenure under your belt to really appreciate, to know how to ask questions, to fellowship, to listen to others. There is a mentorship capacity and a friendship and discipleship a component to the HBU new DMin coming. Can you address that?
Yeah, you know, our faculty want to see students grow spiritually and academically. And that really requires close connection between the faculty and the students. The goal isn't just to lecture and give information. By the time you're a doctor of ministry student, you can go read a book and get the information yourself. What you really need to do is be around others, be refreshed by conversation. You know, you mentioned that fellowship. I really hope that we get a lot of students who, you know, maybe they're a pastor and they've been working in a church, and, you know, a lot of churches have a really small staff, and so sometimes pastors feel isolated or they don't feel they have anyone else to really talk theology with or to grow with, and I hope that they find inside that DMin connections, both with their fellow classmates, but also with their professors as well. Something we talk about often is bringing students into our community of scholarship. And we do that there, we do it in our doctoral programs. We do it through our celebration of scholarship. We're in our 20th year of doing that event. The graduate school helps sponsor it, and every year we bring together students and they present either poster presentations or they give papers and talk about, hey, I'm so excited to share my research with the community. And so it's something I'm really proud of, because when they learn how to do research, they're not just preparing themselves for a future job and career, which they are, but they're also really working out what it is to be made in the image of God. You know, God created the world, and we have this creative impulse in us, and it's part of our stewardship and our ability to learn about Him is to go out and explore the world and solve problems in the world. And so our students are doing that at HBU.
You know, the issue of Pillars Magazine next is on academic excellence at HBU. We're celebrating. We've just obviously received the affirmation from SACS accreditation and total unanimity among the board reviewing HBU. There is a standard of academic excellence here that is really amazing. It's, in my opinion, very understated. I've been across the country with other institutions where they don't have near the pedigree academically. And yet they're making a lot of noise, and here's HBU in a very humble way doing a superb job. When you have Sachs' team come in and they're on a Zoom with us and it takes 20 minutes to say, wow, and they're asking questions about what we're doing, it's rather astounding. What would be your remarks about the academic excellence at HBU?
Yeah, first, I think it starts from the top down. We have a president who, among his gifts, is that he's a talented scholar himself. And so it's always great to hear from Dr. Sloan and for him to bring a scholar's heart. You know, he does a lot of things well, and that's one of the things he does well. And I think it also, a sense of integrity again from the top down, not just with him, but across the board with our executive council and our trustees, a real commitment that HBU's here, and part of serving under the Lordship of Christ is serving with excellence and wanting to put our best foot forward and really give the students a great experience as well. You know, I'm really happy that when students are here, they're not just a number. No matter what size of class, we have professors that want to get to know them, that want to help mentor them through their time here at HBU. And we have a lot of processes and procedures we've put in place too, to just say, how are we doing and how can we do better? And that's a really exciting thing. You know, it's a 10-year process every time we go through the accreditation. And to have the SACSOC team come in and just say, you guys are doing right, you're doing a good job, was really rewarding. And it's a real testament to the hard work that goes on day in and day out by the faculty and the staff here, for that matter. We have really great staff as well, I should just comment on, that are just excellent across the board.
Now, Jeff, when you get to the graduate level as a student, you begin kind of like picking the better restaurant if you're from a culinary standpoint. You don't just go anywhere. Can you just look in the camera and tell prospective students why they ought to consider the graduate school at HBU as opposed to anywhere else?
Yeah. Students should consider coming to HBU first because we have ways to make it affordable. We have great scholarship opportunities, both endowed and ones that are part of our programs, and so I encourage you to look into those. I know it's a risk, and it can feel a little scary to go to grad school, but we have those opportunities to try to help you. And there's also great return on investment when you come to do a graduate degree. It's a really great way to help give you that sort of refreshment in a lot of ways. You know, maybe you're stuck in your career, and it's like, wow, I can come get my MBA or my Master's of Science in Human Resources, and that might be the step that leads to other opportunities at your job. So I think that's one reason. I think the second reason is that we are a university that takes Christ seriously and takes our religion seriously. And by that I mean we're interested in exploring all the questions that are out there from a Christ-centered point of view. And so you know that when you're going to class that you're not getting some theory that's going to undermine your faith. You really get professors that care about your growth spiritually, ethically, and professionally. And it's going to come from that point of view as well. And then we also have really great faculty. We have nationally known faculty, as we've talked about, in so many of our different disciplines. You know, and you can study with Michael Collins in painting. And, you know, he's won awards and shows all over for his art. You can study with our people in cinema and new media arts who have worked on national broadcasts and movies and blockbusters and learn from them about what they've done in their careers. And same thing in our other professions as well, and some of the names we've mentioned.
Dr. Green, we just appreciate you so much. And so grateful for your leadership here. HBU is a place that you can find a home. Undergraduate, graduate, online. Students of HBU are now in 42 states of 50 states, and that number continues to grow. Check it out. Call 281-649-3211, HBU Admissions, hbu.edu grad, and the graduate number 281-649-3269. Those of you prospecting online, there's just a smorgasbord, as Jeff has mentioned, HBUonline.com, 1-855-428-1960. And it is the giving of men and women sacrificially that have made this university and continue to make it happen. Scholarship a student, endow a chair, all kinds, build a building. I mean, the consortium of donors is wide and varied. They have one common denominator. They know that a Christ-centered education in a highly equipped, spiritually gifted man or woman can change the world. I don't know of any better way to change the world than that. hbu.edu/giving. You can give securely online, hbu.edu/giving, 281-649-3222. Jeffrey, thank you so much. We're going to be excited to keep in touch. You always help us out. We're so grateful to you.
No, thank you for this opportunity. It was great talking.
Looking forward to talking about the future.
All right.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.